DW Africa Link.
Let's talk about child marriage. That's when a boy or girl is married off before they turn 18. It often happens because of traditions, poverty, or pressure from families or communities. Child marriage is a global issue and is quite prevalent across Africa. Malawi has had a long-standing issue of girls marrying early and dropping out of school, and it is getting worse. Religious leaders have recently been vocal about it, calling on the government and all stakeholders to address the increasing problem. So what is the situation on the ground, and how can Malawi solve its child marriage problem? That's what's coming up. I am Eddie Micah Jr., and you are welcome to Africa Link, the podcast connecting you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday, here on DW.
Child marriage remains a prevalent issue in Malawi. That's despite legislative efforts, including the 2017 amendment that raised the legal marriage age to 18. According to some estimates, close to 40% of girls in Malawi are married before the age of 18, and about 8% are married before they turn 15. Victims often face early pregnancy, school dropout, and health risks. So what's going on? To help us discuss this, let's bring in Memory Chisenga, a child rights activist in Malawi, and DW's Chimwemwe Padatha, my colleague in Malawi's capital, Lilongwe. Hello, lady and gentlemen. Welcome to Africa Link. Now, as a child rights activist, Memory, you must be dealing with child marriage cases. How rampant is it in Malawi?
Thank you very much for having me. So when we look at child marriages in Malawi, it's quite rampant. I'll just give you statistics from one district that is a hotspot for child marriages. We call it Mangochi, which is along the lakeshore. We have over 500 cases of child marriages just last year alone. So you can see that we are grappling with the issue of child marriage at national level. And the situation is very worrisome as it is, because it is not just about other people coming in to force a child into marriage, but now it's escalating to even religious people, so-called prophets, and the others that are in the churches that are actually also contributing to the problem that we already have in terms of child marriage. So as it is in our country, the situation is escalating, and each and every day we are hearing the child has been forced into marriage, whether it is through their parents. Some even abduct these young girls. You realize that a child has gone missing in a community, and you go and investigate, you find that young girl has been at the house of a young man or someone that has power in that community. And you know, when it comes to communities, when these people go maybe to preach or maybe to do work in the community, they force them into marriage. You know, members of the community do not even have a say. So sometimes you see people talking about it, but they cannot even report, they cannot even take a step to stop that from happening. Maybe until child rights activists or organizations that are working in the human rights space intervene and actually investigate issues. So as it is, right, we are standing on a bomb as a country when it comes to child marriage, because a lot is happening quite worrisome right now in our country.
Right. I mean, you use very strong words, like the country is standing on a bomb. Why do you think child marriages are exploding all of a sudden, or maybe not all of a sudden, but what is driving the increase in child marriages?
There are quite a number of factors that are increasing child marriage in our country. And looking at it at that higher level, we have to look at our economic situation currently, which is also a contributing factor, because what we are hearing is that in these hotspots district, there are people that are coming from countries like South Africa that are businessmen that come in our communities and they come with the money that entice parents of these young girls to actually force their girls into marrying these men. So we have an influx of so many people that are actually forcing children because to them, they feel that that would be a solution to the current economic situation. And we also have from the church, there are prophets that are going in our communities in the name of preaching the word of God. But as they gather those people, they take advantage of young girls and actually marry these young girls or force them into a marriage or in the name of, oh, he's a pastor. And this is increasing because we have handled a number of cases, over 6 cases just this year of so-called men of God in communities. Either they have impregnated a young girl or they have married a young girl, forcing that young girl to be living with that man of God. And there are a lot more factors, but mainly it is the economic situation that is forcing our girls into early marriage because their parents think the short solution to the economic situation is actually forcing these girls into marriages because of these men, businessmen that are coming to entice them with money and all these gifts that are presented. Yes.
Right, right. I'm going to come to you in a bit, Chimwemwe, but before I do, memory is still on you because, you know, for me, I'm just thinking about it this way. There is legislation against it. Why does it not seem to be working? And what are authorities doing about it? How are they responding to the spike in child marriages?
It is indeed true. We have legislation and a lot has been done in terms of making sure that we even review our legal framework. We make sure that, you know, at first we were at 16 years. Now we had to go at 18 years because we are trying to advocate that when we say a child, I think, you know, all our legal instruments, it should mean a child is a person under the age of 18 because we used to have problems with other legal instruments that were indicating 16. But now, even with so many organizations advocating against child marriages, it seems like it's a problem for Malawi to move the needle on the issue of child marriage because I feel we have a gap in terms of how we monitor after we rescue these children from child marriages. There are indeed projects that are aimed at rescuing children from child marriages. But what happens after rescuing? Do we make sure that we monitor to actually ensure that they don't go back? Or for us, it is because we have just done the job of rescuing them. They come back at their parents' home and nothing happens. So there has to be a solution. We rescue a child from child marriage, find something that they can do so that they don't go back. And that's a big problem for us because there are very few organizations that are thinking maybe economic empowerment, mentorship, maybe safe spaces where they can actually counsel and actually talk to these girls. But in most cases, these girls are left like that and it becomes a problem because to them they think, oh, maybe I should just go back. And that is why it becomes a problem for us to address the issues of child marriages. Secondly, we have very good laws, but when it comes to implementing, it is a problem.
So is the government not doing enough then? Memory, that is to you. Is the government just not doing enough?
It is not doing enough because it is a very reactive approach. We are not proactive. So that is a very big problem because we cannot wait for a child marriage to happen. And then now we react, we go and investigate. But we have to make sure that as a government, we have proper laws that can actually even prevent it from happening. It's now that the Malawi Law Commission is trying to even actually help to end child marriages. And we are going to see how this law can actually help us because currently they're still consulting and they're actually looking at what areas can we focus on because they understand how the situation is escalating in the country.
Right, right. Let me come to you, Chimwemwe. We've all listened a lot to what Memory has been saying. You, as our correspondent on the ground, you're a journalist, you've been reporting on this for a while. Give us a sense of how much media attention child marriage gets in Malawi. Are people even talking about it enough via the media?
Yes, that's true. I can say that the media is on top of its game reporting cases of child marriage, but I feel there is still more that could be done by the media. And the media has also been on the forefront reporting some best practices that have been registered in communities. I can mention of one chief, Kajindamoto, of a district called Deza in the central part of Malawi, who has also been labeled as a terminator of child marriages by the media. She has broken close to 1,000 child marriages in her home district, and all these interventions were captured by the media. And this coverage is what has also attracted other international media bodies that have filed documentaries on how best custodians of culture like her can respond to problems like child marriages, not only in Malawi, but in other African nations. We have also seen the media reporting on interventions being carried out by the church, like one program being implemented by a grouping called Nkoma Pastors Fraterno, together with an international organization, World Vision, which has also just reported that this group has managed to break over 400 child marriages in one area called Nkoma, situated in Lilongwe district for the past 5 years. So you'll see that the media is playing beat in reporting about these issues and how best a child marriage could be dealt with.
Right. But still on you, Chimwembe. So basically, from what you're saying, if it wasn't the media really trying to focus on this, there could have been even more cases of child marriage. But again, it's clearly still a problem, which is why we're talking about it. Tell us more about the victims and the perpetrators.
Yeah, I would mention some of the perpetrators in this case. There are issues to do with migrant workers. Also, memory mentioned of foreign nationals coming to Malawi to entice parents. I would make reference to poverty as one of the root causes of marriage involving children under 18 in Malawi. Yes, this happens sometimes by these migrant workers. You find that these workers take bribes in exchange of their children to allow them to process their travel documents to countries such as South Africa and other neighboring countries in search of job opportunities. And such kind of individuals hold a belief that marrying off their daughter and getting money in return.
Let's focus more on the victims. Who are these young girls? I'm assuming we are focusing more on the ladies here because it's more rampant with ladies than the boys. But tell us more about the victims that are being rushed into early marriage.
Yes, the victims in this case, I would mention one of the reasons why this is happening. You look at illiteracy levels in remote parts of the country where these cases are also rampant. You see that these girls do not have any options. Their parents are asking them that if you are to stay with us, or if we are still to take you as our kid, you need to get married to this man. So these girls do not have any say on who to get married to, because they look at the financial muscle of these individuals, which they are being married off to. So you'd say that the girls, because of their high illiteracy levels, do not have any option. And also you look at access to things like contraceptives or methods, always out of hand in remote areas. So you find that these girls are always falling victims of teenage pregnancies. And when they are pregnant, the next thing that you see is that these girls are marrying. So these are some of the reasons that are contributing to high cases of child marriages, as well as teenage pregnancies, not forgetting illiteracy levels in our remote areas here in Malawi.
Right. I mean, memory, for me, hearing that, it just puts me on edge. And to be honest, gets me a bit angry. We're talking about girls as young as 13, even below 13, as Chimwemwe, our correspondent, is saying, even around 10 years of age. I mean, what does this do to a girl child, memory?
It is quite disheartening, indeed, that girls as young as 13 years can be forced into a marriage. And I'll tell you about a case that I handled once of a 13-year-old girl, 7 months pregnant. And for this girl, even her health condition at that time, this was quite worrisome, because now we had to look at a safe delivery. We had to actually write a certain hospital to say this child should go through maybe a cesarean section for her to be safe. So you'd see that it puts a girl child, firstly, in emotional trauma, because she's not supposed to go through that. Secondly, we are talking about her health. If she's pregnant, we also are at a risk of losing her life, even the life of that unborn child. And even some tend to go for unsafe abortion, not medical abortion. And that also is a big problem when it comes to child marriage, because for fear they'll say, okay, let me maybe do abortion, and they lose their lives in the long run. And now we have even higher cases of health conditions like fistula, because when it comes to a child who is pregnant and whose body parts are not really ready to have a child, you see that there are higher cases of these children having fistula even after birth because of getting pregnant at that young age due to child marriage. So this is something that is quite a huge problem in the country for children. And if you look at some of the cases where people are able to do mentorship, they're able to do counseling, if these girls open up and tell you some of the abuses that they face, because most of the people that marry these young girls are older than them, maybe 20 years older, 30 years older. It's very rare where you find that maybe it's also a younger person. So you would see that they would be abused. They'll be at risk of contracting HIV. They'll be at risk of contracting STIs, because this man is not just marrying her to have maybe just her as a wife, but you will also be going around with other women, because that is mostly the behavior of these older men. So you see that a young child as young as 13 is actually exposed to a lot of trauma, to a lot of challenges that he actually she's put into because of child marriage. So it's indeed a very big problem, and we really need to do something about it.
Right. Talking about doing something, we're going to be wrapping up soon with more and more practical solutions. But Memory, as an activist and you work with different groups and organizations, how do you collaborate to try to end child marriage?
Well, first and foremost, we need to look at our root causes. What is it that is causing child marriage? And actually be able to deal with those root causes. So in Malawi, we are working with a number of organizations. There's an organization called Girls Empowerment Network that is also in the forefront dealing with the issues of child marriages. And I love their program, because they just do not focus on getting children out of a child marriage, but what happens after that. So there is a part where they have to go back to school, and they have to make sure that they place what they call champions that actually monitor how these children are doing even when they go back to school. And they also create safe spaces. So after school, these girls are able to go in these groups, and they're able to get encouragement. They're able to get counsel that actually helps them to actually move on with their lives even after marriage. And we have a number of girls that have actually graduated, and they have also added in component of economic empowerment and vocational skills. So some of these girls that maybe can do vocational skills like tailoring, they do bakery, they do cosmetology, they learn these skills, and they empower them to go back in their communities and be able to do businesses that can actually be able to help them economically. So that way, they do not even think about going back to being married, but they can actually be able to be a voice in their communities against child marriages. So that's something that is very good, because for someone to actually get out of a marriage or being encouraged not to go back to that marriage, need someone who has been there, they have experienced those challenges, and they're able to speak out about it and help them to actually become better and empowered. So that is one of the programs that is quite effective and has helped a number of girls, more especially within the central areas of Malawi, to actually be empowered and be able to address the issues of child marriages. And yeah, also advocating for stiffer punishments of those that are involved in actually forcing these children into marriages, whether they are parents, whether they are religious institutions, they have to get stiff sentences. So collaborating in Malawi has been also mainly in ensuring that our legal instruments are working in the best interest of our children in terms of child marriage, because we cannot just talk about addressing child marriage if our courts cannot actually be able to give stiff sentences to people that are perpetrating it. So that way, we find that it is something that is helping us to actually deal with a lot of cases and go for justice, because we know that there are a number of organizations that we come together with and be able to collaborate on these type of issues.
Right. I mean, you talked about religious institutions. The recent outcry was led by religious leaders, including pastors. And, you know, on the sidelines of it, sounds like that's great, right? Anyone stepping up for the girl child is doing something great. But some people have issues with pastors' involvement. And I know you started touching a little bit on it, but what exactly is the issue with the pastors? And should it really matter when they are, in this case, trying to call for something to be done about early girl child marriage?
So it is very important for pastors, because these are platforms where people are. These are people that all of us listen to when it comes to maybe Christianity, when it comes to preaching the word of God. And when it comes to pastors, it is very important that they can actually be in the forefront to be able to preach against child marriages, because we have a lot of churches in Malawi, whether Presbyterians, whether Pentecostal, prophets, that gather people together. So if we neglect this topic within the institution of church or religion, that means we are missing the point, because this is also where they bless these marriages, mostly in our country. So you find that then we used to even have pastors that can bless children to be married, because they didn't understand what the law said. They didn't even understand that it was a crime to actually force children into marriage. And we used to have churches actually blessing children's marriages.
Right. So what needs to be done now to put some pressure on the government, Chimwemwe, to really take this seriously? Not saying they are not, but clearly a lot more needs to be done. How can pressure be put on them to really deal with this issue?
I feel it is high time the government started taking stern action against administrators who are failing to implement the laws. And this should not only include these administrators, it should go as far as unleashing punishments to our chiefs in our communities who are failing to implement the law.
Right. In wrapping up, I will come to you, Memory, to give us the final words and hammer more on the sense of urgency that is needed and the practical immediate solutions that are needed to protect the girl child and the boy child from being forced into early marriages.
So this is a call at this particular time that we are seeing that these cases are escalating. Our children are being forced into marriages, and our cultures continue to actually encourage some of these behaviors by men. It is high time as a country that we really need to look at the realistic solutions. We really need additional laws that can actually continue to protect children from child marriages. That is a very welcome step. And we hope that as we consult each other on these issues, we can actually bring out the real issues that are happening that are actually a challenge to ending child marriage in Malawi, and be able to look at what solutions we can provide so that our laws that are going to come after there can also bridge the gap that is currently making it difficult for us to address the issue of child marriage. But it is very possible for Malawi to end child marriage, and we should commend several organizations that are in the front line making sure that a girl child or a boy child is protected from child marriage, provide safe spaces, counseling, and actually rescuing these children from child marriage, and ensuring that those that are perpetrating such inhuman acts are actually brought before the laws.
Very well said, the both of you. Memory Chisenga, child rights activist in Malawi, and DW's correspondent in Lilongwe, Malawi, Chimumwe Padatha. Thank you both very much. Many African countries have laws against child marriage. None have fully eliminated it. This persistent issue is deeply rooted in socio-economic and cultural factors. It's clear that African leaders must develop and implement effective, progressive education policies that actively complement existing laws and regulations against child marriage. But remember, ending child marriage is not just the responsibility of leaders. It starts with all of us, and our collective action can make a difference. We want to hear your thoughts on this important issue. So share your views with us on our Facebook page, DW Africa. And don't forget to listen to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from. If you enjoy our content, click follow and subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe. And I am Eddie Micah Jr. Thanks for listening. We look forward to your active participation in our future episodes.
DW, Made for Minds.